Welcome back to the Melech Grander Pop Quiz from Masechet Shabbos, Daf Beis, all the way to Daf Nun Zayin. We're now beginning laps 5 and 6. So we begin with lap 5 with question number 85. Which daf do we learn that one cannot crush snow or hail on Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 86. Which daf do we learn that Kosh Baruch Hu rescinded his decree regarding the Tzaddikim? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Great. Number 87. Which daf do we learn the 8 cases that the Mishnah teaches regarding the Malach of Hotzah? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 88. Which daf do we learn why a woman can't wear a katla, an ornate bib, out on Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 89. Which daf do we learn why it's permitted to put a vessel under a lamp to catch the sparks? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 90. Which daf do we learn the gezerah of Tumah on the Eretz Amim on the non-Jewish nation's lands? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 91. Which daf do we learn that one can wear tefillin late on Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 92. Which daf do we discuss bathing on Shabbos? That's on Daf Mem. Great. Number 93. Which daf are we introduced to the concept of Machal Ben Drosai? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 94. Which daf do we have the question of Rabbi Shimon holds that to items which are Dachi B'Daim set aside are Muksa? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 95. Which daf do we learn that a hand is considered like it's 4x4 Tfachim? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number 96. Which daf do we learn the one who says Shlomo Melch sinned is mistaken? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 97. Which daf do we have the question whether on Nisim should be included in benching for Chanukah? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 98. Which daf do we learn about Yad Soledis Bo? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 99. Which daf do we have the question whether an excessive restraint is considered a masui, a burden for an animal? That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 100. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Kiva Shita that kuta kamisha chuncha damya, the things going through airspace are considered as if they're resting there? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. 101. Which daf do we learn the starting points of the various activities during the week that once you begin them, you don't have to stop? Regarding davening mincha, that's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 102. Which daf do we learn that the word hotzah in the Mishnah also refers to hachnasa, to bringing in? That's on Daf Beis. Great. Question 103. Which daf do we learn about placing food in an oven erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 104. Which daf do we discuss the number of brachas recited on the lighting of the menorah, as well as one by who sees the menorah? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. And great, and finishing up lap number 5 with question 105, which daf do we learn the decree that a Tanakh is posel truma? That's on Daf Yadod. Great, beginning lap number 6 with question 106, which daf do we learn Rabbi Shimon holds the only food set aside that are considered muksa are figs and grapes set aside to dry? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. 107. Which daf do we learn the menorah is invalid 20 amos or higher? That's on Daf Chabez. Great. 108. Which daf do we learn that one who says David HaMelech sinned is mistaken? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. 109. Which daf do we discuss standing in a carmelus and drinking in another rishus? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 110. Which daf do we learn the background behind the bathing degrees on Shabbos? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 111. Which daf do we discuss the centrality of Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. 112. Which daf do we discuss tumbling a bundle of reeds in Rosh Hashanah, rubbing one end over the next, and one is Pater from Hotzah? That's on Daf Ches. Good. 113. Which daf do we discuss roasting or baking Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Tes, great. Number 114. Which daf do we discuss the difference between stuffing old and new pillows? That's on daf Mem Ches, great. 115. Which daf do we discuss moving non-muksa items from muksa items if it's to protect from a common loss? That's on daf Mem Beis, great. Number 116. Which daf do we learn that Rava says that the word Yitzios is referring to Rishuyos, domains? That's on daf Beis, good. Number 117. Which daf do we learn that Netilas Yadam was instituted three different times? That's on daf Yadalad, good. 118. Which daf do we learn that Akira requires, Kavana requires intent? That's on daf Hey, good. Number 119. Which daf do we learn about the importance of informing one about a gift that was given, such as Shabbos, which is given to Klal Yisrael? That's on daf Yud. Great. Number 120. Which daf do we discuss which materials are makabel tuma? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Great. Number 121. Which daf do we learn that one who's careful and tzitzis merits to have 2,800 servants? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Great. 122. Which daf do we learn why one is liable to chatzis for opening up a neck opening in a new garment? That's on daf Mem Ches. Great. 123. Which daf do we learn the decree of bread, oil, wine, and the benos akum are forbidden? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great. 124. Which daf do we learn that garments that are 3x3 etzba'os are makabel tuma? That's on daf Chavav. Good. 125. Which daf do we discuss removing dough from an oven wall? That's on daf Dalad. Great. And finishing up lap number 6 with question 126. Which daf do we learn that one should not sell less than 3 days before Shabbos? That's on daf Yud Tes. Great. We just completed lap number 6 in this much grander pop quiz. In the next session, we'll conclude the quiz with lap 7 and 8.